Welcome back to Above and Beyond with Laura Smith. Great to be with you again today. I have somebody in the house. Her name is Judy Thomases. She does all sorts of neat things to come to different answers for people. She has the Astro Dice, the tarot cards, and she does astrology as well. Lots of spiritual counseling with the stars and cards, she says. I like that description. You can find out more about Judy at her website, wisdompath.com. Wisdompath.com, and she has a wonderful book here that we have given away today, or you gave away, and that was very nice of you, Judy. Thanks for doing that. It's called Wisdom's Game: How to Change Life's Pain into Joy. I think that is going to have a lot of good information for people, and it is channeled as well from this Brotherhood of Lightworkers, which I think just sounds fascinating. So, again, if you'd like to check that out, it's on her website, wisdompath.com. So, Judy, let's go back to the phones because we have some wonderful patient people waiting today, and we're going to talk to Barbara because Barbara's been very patient. And, Barbara, what is your birthday, dear, and your question for Judy?
My birthday is August 24th, 1951, and I feel like I'm finishing a pattern now, and I'm able to retire from my job and wondered what the next best step for me would be in my life.
Okay, we'll see what we can find. We see that you are zero-degree Virgo and certainly finishing up as the eclipse is opposite your sign in Pisces, and the solar eclipse in September is in Virgo. New starts. Virgo tends to like to be of service to others, to offer some kind of help or hands-on help. They're a very detailed and analytical sign, so sometimes organizing or being very practical. Let me see what else we can find about your chart. Do you know whether you were born in the morning or the evening?
I was born very early in the morning.
Very early, so probably a Taurus moon. And what's the nature of your career? Were you involved in any way in real estate or...
No, I work for a big corporation in human resources.
Human resources, okay, because sometimes Taurus is... finances as well. I'm wondering if human resources, if your moon is not in Gemini.
I think it is in Gemini.
Yeah, I think so. That would make more sense. Okay, what I'm getting here is a lot of dabbling without a clear picture yet of what it is that you want to pursue. There'll be some reading of things. I don't feel that this is quite the right time to make a final decision. You have to process a lot of things. Your decision making, you worry a lot, okay? And spirituality can be very helpful for you right now, since it's showing that that's a draw, an interest of yours, or can become that. Once you open up that aspect of yourself and you read more about it and you look into opportunities, then your higher self can give you guidance. So the fascinating thing for you right now is collecting information, learning about stuff, not necessarily jumping immediately from one thing to another. There's a lot of loose ends to be wrapped up also. And the further the year goes along, towards the end of the year, as Saturn crosses your natal Mercury in Virgo, you'll probably find all kinds of paperwork. You've got a lot of Virgo here. Have you ever thought about helping people, offering some kind of help or service or consultation to people who may not be as organized as you are?
I have, but I'm kind of tired of it. You know, I'd like to do something different.
So you're very good at that type of task, but it's not stimulating to you anymore.
No, I enjoy doing training courses and giving workshops, and I'm good at that. And that's what I like to do. I'd like to do more of that.
Well, then that's definitely the Gemini moon. The Gemini moon likes to socialize, meet people, collect a lot of information, look into many different opportunities. Best I can give you right now, because Neptune is coming up in Gemini in your first house, is that you are wondering who you are. It's an identity issue. If you just start working at something, then you're just doing a task again, and it won't be as fulfilling to you. If you learn a lot, discuss a lot, trying to access what your inner self is telling you, that might lead you into a better type of, I won't even call it an occupation. It's sort of what you can offer the world. And you're not very clear about that right now because you haven't figured out who you are. And that all has to be put to rest over the next few months.
Got it. Kind of
collecting things, finalizing things, getting your papers or your personal stuff organized and laid to rest, so to speak.
But she'll be able to go, if she goes within and starts doing some of the soul searching now and reading books that deepen her, you know, thinking in her spirituality, by the time that she does retire, she may be ready and have a clear idea about what she wants to do with her.
Yeah, there's the eclipse in the September chart, the solar eclipse, is going to fall. Let me just take a look at the date here. On September 11th, of all days, is the solar eclipse. Should be pretty powerful energy for everyone. But it falls close to your natal Venus. And so socializing with your Gemini moon, socializing would be very important to you. Learning what people are all about, what's interesting them, what your friends are doing. Mm-hmm. Kind of having some, giving yourself some space. Yes, your comment, Laura, was, will her higher self lead her mm-hmm. to a new identity, a new purpose? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But instead of being very serious and perfunctory about it and trying to jump from one thing immediately into another, mm-hmm. I'm saying dabble, mm-hmm. Use your curiosity, let your higher self awaken, and then follow its lead.
Uh-huh. Interesting. So what kind of workshops do you give?
Pardon me?
What kind of workshops do you like to give?
They're all people related to leadership development, you know, all about human growth, really. Mm.
One thing that I'm seeing here is to do less talking at people and more listening.
That's interesting. Okay.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much
and
for the gift.
Good luck. Thank you. And good luck with your wonderful new life that's going to blossom. It sounds beautiful.
I got it.
Have a lot of fun, too.
Have a lot of fun. So can you do somebody very quickly, but
sure.
like a two-minuter?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Jalyn? Am I saying that right? Forgive me. Jalyn?
Right.
Hi, dear. We're going to do a real quickie here. What is your question and your birthday?
Okay, my birthday is July 14th of 1979, and my question is just if things are going to be good in the next year for me.
Are things going to be good for her?
Okay, a nice straightforward question, and we'll see what our dice are showing. Okay, we have Mars coming up in the third house of conversations and communications, having to do with Cancer, which are family matters, so I would say that, first of all, if you want your life to run smoother, tone down the, let's say, the harsh discussions that you might be having within the family. I see you doing different things as far as your work, your career. There's a need to make a big change if you want happiness. That change is kind of psychological. You tend to argue with people to win immediate discussions, but leave kind of some tension behind you. If you want more happiness, tone that down. Figure out how you can communicate, how you can get close to, especially siblings here. And I can't give you a definitive answer, you will be happy. What I can say is it's up to you in how you change communications, especially with very close people such as family members or siblings. And that is where the greatest opportunity to find yourself happier will be over the coming period.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Thank you for, well, you did that in less than 2 minutes. Wow. Anyway, thank you for calling, Jalynn in Oklahoma. And so here we are with 1 minute left to go. Judy Thomases, thank you so much for being in here with all your wonderful divination tools. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it so much.
It was fun. It was great.
It is fun, isn't it? It's wonderful. Radio is a great thing, and we have a great listening family. WisdomPath.com is Judy's website, WisdomPath.com. Her book is called Wisdom's Game, How to Change Life's Pain into Joy. Check it out. In the meantime, we have the Lazy Environmentalist on the way in. He's not so lazy because he gets here every day and does a show, but he will help you live a greener, more balanced life. I'm Laura Smith saying thank you so much for joining us today. We've got more Above and Beyond every day, Monday through Friday, and an encore at 10 p.m. So keep it right here to Lime, Healthy Living with a Twist, and have a beautiful, beautiful day.